earth, and sky.
People living near coasts will face new risks as they adapt to climate change and sea level rise. That's according to Gary Yeo, an economist at Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut.
The bottom line for the economics of coastal adaptation in general, is to think about managing a risk.
One out of three people alive today live near a coast, and coasts, said Yeo, face increased risks from storms combined with rising seas that could go up a foot or more by mid-century. These are the risks caused by a world made warmer from burning fossil fuels, he said.
If the ocean is now a foot higher, the character of that storm changes dramatically as it hits land. The storm surge is probably at least a foot higher, but depending on the topography, could be much higher.
Economists, said Yeo, can quantify what it takes to protect people from storm damage, made more intense by climate change.
The economics of protection involve infrastructure, the cost of evacuation, the cost of disrupting the economy of the city for a couple of days and as they return from the storm.
But Yeo said there's more than just the economic costs of climate change.
Communities may be wiped out. The experience of Katrina is certainly an example. You wouldn't want to calibrate all of the massive loss of life and lost culture and the forced migration that was incurred and things like that back down to dollars and cents.
EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.